turn in your Bibles to Ephesians. And remember that the book of Ephesians is filled with God's purpose, the Father. He's the boss. He has plans and he has purpose. And when you read the book of Ephesians, and you will be reading it, because what I'm teaching you and what I'm learning myself about authority is that we must sit before the truths of the Word of God. Sit before them. Take them in. Meditate them so that the consciousness of it will be real to us and we can operate in it. And when you sit before the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, you're going to see that the Father's purpose is in everything. The Father did this so that this can happen. This is the Father's will. This is what the Father planned. Bless the Lord. And in this book, I suppose that you could take as our theme scripture, we'll start with verse 4 of chapter 2. And we've been talking about this place that we occupy at the right hand of God, the church. I'm talking about the church. The Greek word for church is ekklesia. I like that better than I like the word church. Ek means out of. Klesia means together in a group as one. We, the church, are taken out of, it tells us in the book of Revelations, every tongue, every kindred, every tribe, every nation. We are the ones that God has called out from all these groups, but he has called us into one group, an assembly, a gathering. The assemblies of God took their name from that word, ecclesia. They saw that we are one assembly, assembled together for a purpose. And I like to talk to Rick Renner, who is a Greek expert. And he said, Billy, you are going to love, at the minister's conference, we sat down, and you're going to love, he said, what that word's origin is and what it means. The Greeks had city-states, you know that. There was Sparta, and there were others, and there was Attica.